Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At Large Leadership Team ALT Plus Monthly Call taking place on Wednesday, 17th of June, 2020 at 1800 UTC. On our call today, we have Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdonor, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Barak Otiano, Abdul Karim Oloyede, Ricardo Holmquist, Eduardo Diaz, Justin Chu, Marita Moll, Irio Lancipuro, Joanna Kulesha, Sebastian Bacholet, Aliel Michal, Dave Kisombrea, Glenn McKnight. And we have received apologies from Holly Raish and from Satish Babu. And from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, Evin Erdod, and myself, Yeshim Nozla, doing call management for today's call. Before we get started, just a kind reminder to please state your name before speaking for the transcription purposes, please. And as you know, we have real-time transcription service provided on today's call, and for this call, the link is slightly different than the other calls, so I just shared the link with you on the chat. Please do use that link to check the service. And now I would like to leave the floor back over to you, Maureen. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eshim. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. So welcome to the June meeting of the ALT Plus. We're probably going to have a little bit of a shortened meeting today because we're jam-packed between two meetings. We've just had a meeting with the GAC, and we're now we'll be moving on to the CPWG meeting at the top of the hour. So there is sort of quite a bit of work to get through today. Following the usual policy activities, then we'll get any updates from our RALO chairs. I think in the lead up to ICANN 68, there may be some issues to that RALO chairs, liaisons, and working group chairs may want to raise. Also remembering that, although we normally have a longer time, the ALT Plus meetings are the time for the discussions, so that we can actually dispense with sort of like the usual sort of like talking about issues so we don't have to intrude on ALAC meeting time, and it involves the whole group of the ALAC members who come, as well as the ALT members, of course, who are part of this group. But ALAC members are invited, but the RALO, getting that perspective of RALO chairs and liaisons and working group chairs. But the other things that we're going to be mentioning, of course, is just getting just a brief update on ICANN 68. The work with that Gisela and the leads have actually done in preparing the schedule. It's been brilliant. And then finishing off with an introduction to the Post-Atlas 3 survey analysis report from Eduardo. So let's, first of all, is there anything that anyone else would like to add to the agenda or any amendments or anything? Okay, oh, that's great, thank you. Let's move on then to our program. Action items. There weren't any action items, were there? Were there action items? Heidi?
Maureen, no, there were no action items.
Ah, yes. I was sort of thinking, I know that last time I think there weren't any either, so I was just trying to recall. Okay, done. Next. We are then moving on to policy, of course. Thank you. Brief.
Oh, thanks, Maureen. This is Evan speaking. I'll just start with the summary and hand it over to Jonathan and Olivia as usual. There are quite a few statements that were recently ratified by the ALAC since the last ALT Plus meeting. The most recent one was submitted today, and this was actually ratified before submission. So thanks to Justine and Maureen and the ALAC to ratifying that statement and finalizing before the deadline. And the executive summary is will soon be up there as well. In addition, the draft PTI FY21-24 strategic plan statement was submitted, as well as an AFRALO statement on the ICANN Africa Regional Plan for FY21-25. And that was ratified by both the AFRALO leadership team and the ALAC. And two more statements on the addendum to the EPDP2, as well as phase one initial report of all rights protection mechanisms were submitted as well. So those executive summaries are there. There's one public comment for decision, which came out just yesterday, I believe. This is the third accountability and transparency review team, the ATRT3 final report. This closes on the 31st of July. And there are several current statements in development. One statement is the CCNSO PDP3, which has received a couple comments on the workspace, and this is being assigned to the CPWG. And Hadia and Barack Otieno are working on the drafting team for this statement. There is a potential AFRALO statement in development regarding the Latin America and Caribbean regional strategic plan for FY21 to 2025, and this is being shepherded by the Operations, Finance, and Budget Working Group. Harold Arcos and Sergio Salinas Porto have confirmed they would like to develop a statement, so this is in motion. And finally, there's enhancing the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. And the drafting team, it consists of Marita, who's contributed to this topic before, Abdul Karim, Nadira, and Sebastian Bachelet. This is also being shepherded by the OFC working group. And there are a few new resources for in advance of ICANN 68. There's a new section on the at-large website showing all at-large policy sessions at ICANN meetings, including the at-large and DNS abuse topic and at-large and universal acceptance topic. And the at-large DNS abuse videos have been confirmed and uploaded in three languages. And, of course, there's a link to the pre-ICANN 68 policy report. So that's all there on the agenda, and I'll share some links in the chat. Thanks. I'll turn it over to Jonathan or Olivier. Thank you.
Jonathan, anything? Is Jonathan there?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't see them.
Okay, so okay. Olivia is here.
Maureen, this is Ishma. I'm not seeing Johnson on the call right now.
Right. He was on the previous call, so maybe he's just coming across. That's okay. That's okay.
Olivia's here.
Evan always gives a very, very comprehensive report anyway. And I, you know, I think that one of the great things too about our is about our table here is that we do get to see, you know, sort of like the sharing of the responsibility of the work that we're actually doing between the CPWG and the OFVWG. So that's excellent. Okay, so if there are no questions. Ah, I see Ricardo has his hand up.
Hello, Marie, if you've got a hungry. No, just to mention that maybe we can split this comments by the group, CPDU, because it's mentioned as policy, and it's not all DNS-related or CPWG related, so I don't know if we can, for next meetings, we can begin to split these two groups, being that there are enough comments in one and the other. Thanks.
not quite sure if I quite understand that. The table actually sort of like talks about current statements, whether they're advice or comments from ALAC Total. So I think that what we've done is we have actually sort of like split them and identified that there are some of the ALAC statements are DNS related, and therefore they are carried out by the CPWG, and others that are not, they are sort of like they are more operational, being done by the OFB. And it just gives everyone a big picture of what is actually happening in the policy sort of like area by the two groups. Is that okay? We'll talk offline about what it is that you might be sort of like suggesting there. Sebastian's hands up.
Thank you, Maureen. I guess Ricardo was contemplating within the OFB working group. It's not just policy, it's also organizational and so on and so forth. It's why maybe the title at the beginning, it's ALAC policy activities. It's maybe that's main question or how we split. But I appreciate that now we have CPWG and OFBWG for each item, and that's a good progress in the way we are taking care of this topic. Thank you.
Great. Okay, thank you. Olivier, lovely to see you.
Thank you very much, Maureen. Can you hear me now? Testing?
You may have the floor, Olivier.
No, I'm not heard. Okay, this is a bit of a pain. Okay.
Yeshima, is there a problem?
Olivier's connection? Yeah, I'm well heard.
Oh,
so there's a disconnection again between Adigo and the other side.
Unfortunately, we're not able to. Let's try it once again. Olivier?
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3.
Yes, testing. Yes, we heard that.
Now it's working. Okay, it looks like the Adigo bridge was muted, so that's why. Yeah, thank you, Maureen. Olivier Capanablo speaking. Can you hear me now?
We certainly can, yes, thanks.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thanks. Now, I've been trying to speak, actually, for quite some time, but I was unmuted, but the Adigo bridge itself was muted into the Zoom. Anyway, no, just to let you know, on the CCNSO PDP 3.0, it's interesting because it's a process that's been many, many years in the making, and there is an end-user angle to it because, yes, there are some CCTLDs that have been around forever, even though the actual country or territory that is there that it calls has been deleted from the ISO 3166 list. So it's an interesting process. I'm not sure that it will be, I think it needs as much support from the ICANN committee as possible, because I just wonder how, without having any contract with these CCTLDs, ICANN is going to be able to delete delete some CCTLDs that do not want to be deleted for whatever reason it is that they want to stay on. So that's what I wanted to add. On the points that Ricardo has made regarding the OFB working group, indeed, at the moment, these still appear to be listed in the CPWG calls. But I guess that it is an opportunity for participants in the CPWG to be pointed to the OFB working group call. And I think this is the way that we'll start treating those from now on. So they'll be listed in the table, but we'll say for more information, please follow up on the organizational and finance budget working group. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivier. Hadia.
Thank you, Maureen. So yes, I wanted also to speak about that topic. I have set a Google Doc that I've actually started drafting, and I've shared it with Barak And as Olivier, I might be able to put it today in on the wiki page, so maybe we can see it during the Consolidated Policy Working Group call. I'm not sure, though, that Barak did take a look at it. And and Olivier also put a comment on the wiki page, and it also speaks to the interest not only of the registrants, but also to the interests of the internet users. Where the businesses, the internet users, are linked to the retired CCTLD, the interests of the internet users need also to be will be directly affected, and therefore need to be considered as part of the interest of the registrants, because the retirement process says that the policy determines that the expectations of both the IANA naming functions operations and the functioning manager will work together in good faith to ensure the interests of the registrants are taken into consideration, as well, of course, as the security and stability of the DNS. But again, the interests of the registrants should include the interests of the internet of the users. And there's some the process itself is good, and but there are minor issues. For example, in case, for example, the CCTLD does not have a manager, in that case, if and the IANA and therefore the IANA naming functions operator is not actually allowed to redelegate responsibilities or transfer responsibilities of CCTL, of a CCTLD manager. However, according to this process, the IFO or the IANA naming functions operator could transfer the responsibility to a manager called a functional manager. That is obviously required, because unless you have that, you could end up in a deadlock situation where you cannot actually retire the CCTLD. However, that process would require transparency and due process in order to avoid any unexpected disruption to the process. I just wanted to update you about what we've been up to in relation to to the CCNSO PDP 3. And thank you, Olivia, for your comment on the wiki page.
Thank you, Heard. Yeah, for that further information on that topic, to encourage more people to go to the CPWG meeting to learn more. Okay, so are there any other... Hadja, is that hand going down or is that still up? Okay, great. No other questions or queries. Let's then move on. We're on to the RALO chairs, if they have anything that they want to raise at this particular point in time, remembering that they can actually sort of like, that they've got, I realize that they'll have their, all these are strategies, but there'll be other points of reference with regards to reporting links that they will have, and also more information can come at the ALAC meeting. But if there's anything prior to ICANN 68 that people may wish to raise, RALO chairs? If not, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank
Sebastian speaking. Just very short, we had our monthly call yesterday, and we get through the usual a topic like outreach engagement and policy and what we already discussed here. And I wanted just to tell you that for the first time, I guess, we are restarting maybe. We ask some ISVs to give a feedback on what they are doing currently, linked with ICANN. Therefore, we had two or three ISVs who give us a report. And we also give the floor to representative from GSC and, of course, to our loved vice chair of the board. And it was very useful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sebastian. Eduardo.
Thank you. This is wonderful. For the record, I just wanted to mention that in the last monthly meeting, I presented the strategic plans. Is that my music? No. Okay. Strategic plan for FY21 and for the Raoul region, for our region. And basically, I propose to do an experiment in the next 1 month of using the monthly meeting for capacity building, mostly because there is no such thing as an outreach plan. I mean, we are all virtually in our houses, in our places, so I doubt you can do so much outreach that way. So we are in focusing on engagement with our membership, and so we're going to... with this experience, we're going to have kind of small webinars and discussions on specific topics that were identified by the survey that we sent to our membership. All the admin reports and things that we discuss every month, that, you know, that can be reported by a written report, we will send those through our newsletters and on our list just to keep people involved on that. Obviously, if there is something important to announce, we would announce that at the beginning of that of our meeting. So that's and the way we're going to measure this is we will see if the increase of participation not only in our region meeting but also on the CPWG and the WG meetings. We're going to track those attendance. We're not tracking people. We're talking about total, the aggregate attendance. That will tell us if this is working or not. Thank you so much.
Wow, that sounds quite exciting, Eduardo, and really looking forward to getting a report on the follow-up of that. Thank you very much. Okay, so no more hands. If there are any, are there any reports from liaisons, working group chairs, any? Cheryl? Cheryl?
Thanks, Maureen. Cheryl Langton, off the record, very briefly. Just to let you all know that it was only a few hours ago that the final agenda for the GNSO Council meeting, which will be held during ICANN, 68 at, let me check, 0500 UTC on the 24th of June was posted. I have copied that into my liaison wiki space, so it should be readily accessible to the at-large community. Notable, however, is that it will be a different webinar room for that meeting than the normal GNSO Council meeting. So please, if you are joining, and I hope you will do, either go the main ICANN 68 calendar or go to MySpace and click the webinar room that is underneath the agenda that is listed there, the agenda title that is listed there. But notable for those of you who do want to join us will be there is only one vote, and that's on the transfer policy. But we will be talking about the expedited policy development process, the ECDP, on the temporary spec phase two. And I know there's a lot of interest in that out of all the work that's been done with CPWG, et cetera, in that area. So it might be well worthwhile, any of you who hold a great interest in that, to join us for that council discussion to get the council perspective on what some of the issues are there. I would encourage that. That'll be at least 20 minutes worth of conversation in the whole of the meeting, so please do come along for that. There'll also be another 15 minutes or so on GTLD auction proceeds, and another 15 minutes or so on the Workstream 2 implementation assessment report. And I guess one thing that, and I'm only cherry picking from the agenda, but one thing that some of us will be pleased to see is that in any other business, and we in the council have listed any other business that is attended to, point 10.1 is DNS abuse. It was a subject of discussion at the last council meeting, and whilst it's not a substantive item for the ICANN 68 agenda, it is a particular touch point to further the discussions leading up to what we will assume will be further of the GNSO Council's contribution on this topic in the future. And I think that means that some of all the work that's been done in that, including and in particular by at large, is having a difference. So thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's really heartening to hear that the GNSO is actually recognising at large, and you know, our intense efforts in that area in particular. But you know, I think that that's you know, having, and Julio is probably going to mention it, the really great interaction that we actually had with the GAC today. Julio.
Yes, thank you, Maureen. Yes, this is Yuri Länsipuro. We just had a meeting with the GAC, an intersessional meeting. There will be no meeting with the GAC during the ICANN 68 proper, but this was a good meeting. The main item was SAP Pro and the comprehensive, a very comprehensive presentation by Justin on issues, SAP Pro issues, there were, we might have common ground with the GAC. I write a report on that, obviously, for the report wiki. Thank you.
Thank you, Julio. Yes, it was an interesting meeting and great presentation by Justine and our other presenters too. So, yes, we're making our mark. Okay, is there anyone else from that, that's sort of all the groups that want to sort of like put forward something at this particular point in time? So let's go to ICANN 68, where first of all, just having a look at the sessions. Of course, they're all for the 4 days. The schedule is actually sort of like listed. And it's very, you know, like, I mean, one of the things that has been mentioned in this list too is that if there is any, there are any other sessions, and I know that the GNSO session on Wednesday, that has actually been included. And first of all, therefore, Monday, starting off with the sort of like the welcoming session is our normal, and Jonathan's introducing the talking points, which he's going to be talking about very shortly. Again, the introductory capacity building session that Joanna is taking as our first off policy session, and it'd be really good to have everyone's attendance at that, of course. And then we move into, of course, the plenary session, which is that's the ICANN one. Then followed by Holly's session on the PICs, and that seems like, I mean, it looks to be a very interesting session as well. And it's sort of like, I think that finishes Monday for us. Tuesday, just going through them. Flying through them at the moment. Starting off with we've got the GNSO working group, the subsequent procedures working group for those who are up early enough. Then APAC space. I haven't I haven't actually received anything on that, and I'm obviously Gisela hasn't either, so we must follow up on that one. And then, of course, the regional leaders meeting, that being in the AAP Ralo region, Satish is the moderator, and there's a session in there introducing some of the publishings that we've actually been working on during the past few months. Then moving on to another plenary for the day's plenary is, of course, again on DNS and the Internet of Things. And then we have Olivier and Justine and TBCs. Have those been appointed yet, Olivier, Justine?
Maurice, it's Olivier speaking. I've sent some invitations out. We haven't got complete confirmations from some of the participants. So we'll...
Okay.
Sorry, we'll have to get back to you on this. Thank you.
Okay, that's cool. Cheryl, your hand is up. Is that a new hand?
It is. Very brief, Maureen. Cheryl, I'm going to the record.
Sure.
Sorry, you mentioned the Thursday substantive procedure PDP session. I just want to make sure and ask staff if they could do us a favour here. That is actually just our ordinary we meet twice weekly. It's one of the two weekly meetings that we always run, but we are opening it up. It doesn't appear on the main schedule, but it would be encouraged for those of you who have interest in this to join us, because it is an opportunity. So if we can make sure staff copy across to our wiki the particular Zoom room and password, etc., that would be the best way to join, because you won't be able to join it directly from the bigger ICANN schedule. You are more than welcome. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, so moving on to, just on to Wednesday at the moment. Moving on to Wednesday. Right, okay. Of course, Wednesday sort of like starts off with a social event, which is only open to at large, and... I guess Heidi is Gisela's not on the call today. But Heidi, do you have any information?
Yes. So again, this is for normally supported members only. You will have received an RSVP. I think a week ago or so. We just now had through the menu and the cooking instructions and the ingredients. So we'll get that to you ASAP. It's going to be a Malaysian curry laksa. It looks delicious.
Ooh.
And so we'll get that to those who have RSVP'd. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, that sounds interesting. So that you can actually, for those who have received an invitation, you could actually sort of like get the ingredients and cook along with the cook, or you can just, like me, who's not good at cooking, I'm quite happy to sort of like watch people do the cooking, and it sounds delicious anyway. But then we move on to Jonathan's session on DNS abuse and the thresholds, and I see that's all organised, so that's cool. And then we move on to the GNSO Council. Now, is this the one that you were... This isn't the one that you were actually talking about. This is the open one, isn't it, Cheryl?
The Thursday session.
Okay. This is Wednesday's talk, Wednesday. Okay. And then we move into the AFRALO meeting, which is sort of like a general meeting. And I know that... it starts at 800 UTC, and then the GAC, the ICAD board people are moving to a meeting with the GAC at 8:30. So there we have, but we have Leon, and you're in sort of like involved in that one. So that looks like a very engaging meeting as well.
Maureen?
And I,
this is Heidi. Yeah, I've just now heard that there is a conflict, as you noted, for several of the board members. There's the GNSO meeting with the board, followed directly by the GAC meeting with the board. Given that the AFRALO meeting has a lot of board members invited, we're going to be looking to move that. So stay tuned. There will be a switch or two, but just to make sure that there's no conflict. Okay? Thank you.
Right. Right. I was, you know, I mean, I was thinking of that as being a sort of a conflict as in any way, but I think we have a few spaces that we can actually move move the AFRALO session to. So,
we've identified one and we're just confirming that, that that's clear for the board.
Correct.
As well. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Okay. So,
watch the space. Okay. So, we're up to the last day, Thursday. Okay, and that starts off, first of all, with the universal acceptance session, and there's already been a really good webinar on that in the pre-ICANN, in the lead-up to that, to the ICANN week. So there's that one that looks pretty well organized there. Moving on to, then of course we move straight on from that into our last session of the week, for at large, and that's the leadership wrap-up, and just that where we'll just have an introduction to the reports that we've been working on for the last 6 months, and an overview by with Jonathan. Then we have our guests, Martin and Leon and Joran, and there are some questions. We'll discuss that later. But yeah, so that's the it's a general wrap up as per normal, looking at how we, you know, sort of like how the week's gone, and any action items and things that we want to take note of during before the next virtual meeting. And then of course for us it ends with the plenary session on ICANN and COVID-19. So I see Alan's got his hand up.
Thank you, Alan Greenberg. Are you not planning to address the auction proceeds report?
You mean us, or is I haven't seen any sessions on it.
No. The report is issued. We now have to ratify it or not.
Oh, okay. So was that... are you saying that we should actually raise it within the ICANN 68 meeting?
I would have thought that would be a good time and timely, but it's your call.
Okay. We'll look at that. We'll look at that. I'd actually sort of like that we were going to raise it within the ALAC meeting that we're going to have sometime soon. But
you've got to give people enough notice so they can actually look at the report.
Yes. That's true. We can actually. Well, I mean, we've got reports and things that we can that we there's a session and we can actually introduce it then. That's fine. Yes. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for raising that up. That for us. Any other questions or queries from anyone on that? That's the program. Before we move onto the next agenda item, which is of course the talking points. So we'll let Jonathan have his session. Thank you.
So this is like a micro session during the meeting. Is that the idea?
Perfect.
So thanks everybody, and thanks for Evan with helping with this document. We went over most of these on the CPWG call. We've taken a little bit different approach because this whole idea of talking points is a evolving kind of document. And so the idea behind this document is that it's going to show us what the talking points are on various issues and then what the relevant sessions are related to that issue as well, because what we want to do is encourage people to go to sessions outside of the at-large sessions and look for how our physicians are doing, report back, and in certain cases, if they're up for it, raising the point with an intervention during the session. So that's the idea behind the structure of the document. We went through them in the CPWG. Presumably, staff can make this available as a Google Doc or something like that if people want the ability, particularly the people that own these topics. This is my best attempt to kind of summarize what I think are good talking points, high-level talking points for each of these issues. I think I got a nod from Justine on the subsequent procedures talking points, but I'd love to hear from Alan and or Hadia on the registrant data topic, et cetera, to make sure that they're the best possible talking points. They're meant to be three talking points, so keep it simple, and then there's descriptions of them below the the purple box there. Any questions about this? I wasn't going to go through this in detail on this call because we did go through it on the CPWG call, which is pretty big overlap with this group. But this is the format, and I encourage people to take a look at the link and give me feedback if you want changes made to the talking points, particularly if you're an issue champion.
Thank you, Jonathan. There doesn't seem to be anyone asking any questions, but yes, as I said, the documents in the agenda and then a Google Doc will be set up so that anyone who wants to make any additions or amendments can actually comment on those. Thank you.
Yeah, please do. And I can take feedback, you know, right up until the day before, probably, as far as what we present during the session. But we want to probably make this document available to folks prior to the meeting as well. So, short-term and long-term suggestions are welcome. Thanks.
That's great. we were just talking to the GAC today about the at-large perspective on various on the topics CPD, PED, subpro, and DNS abuse, and so that I'm sure that the GAC members who are there would probably be very interested in reading more about our talking points with regards to the at-large perspective and what we're actually promoting within our community about what is important. So that's great. Awesome. Thank you very much. I don't see any questions, and if there's nothing else, Jonathan, we might move on. We're just getting a little bit short.
Joanna has her hand up.
Oh, sorry, Joanna, I didn't see that.
Thank you, Joanna. This is Joanna Kulisha. Just very briefly, Jonathan, when you say the talking points will be made available, how will that work, and will there be a repository of talking points we've been having thanks to your wonderful input? This is an impressive effort. So I'm just wondering if we're stashing those up anywhere from previous meetings and the meetings to come. I love the new format, so I'm wondering if this is the first step towards a more comprehensive database. Thank you.
That's a good question. I think that the true dynamic document is the one that you and I are working on, which is the at-large policy platform, and that ideally this is just pulling information from that document wherever it finds a permanent home on a meeting-by-meeting basis based on the schedule of the meeting. So this is never meant to be comprehensive in terms of all the things we're working on, but is really targeted at what appear to be the hot topics of the upcoming meeting. And so I think that the long-term repository of this is really going to be the at-large policy platform. Does that make sense?
Thank you. That makes perfect sense. That's the answer I was fishing for. I'm just wondering how close we are to building it. But I'm happy to pick up that conversation elsewhere. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for raising that, actually, Jonna, because it is something that we've been discussing as we've been writing the review implementation plan report, we do need a specific policy platform wiki space. I know we've got something, but it's sort of nothing. It's not something that we can actually sort of like store things very appropriately. So we do need to review how we how we design that particular wiki space, because we want to draw people to it as an important sort of like as you say repository for this sort of information. As you say too, that the talking points evolve out of what is on top for a particular meeting, and but we can sort of like resolve it in some way. Jonathan, do you want to continue?
Yeah, I guess I was going to mention that and draw people's attention to the fact that Evan's been working hard on the at-large website and has created resource pages both for DNS abuse and universal acceptance. And it seems to me that now looking at and having this conversation with Joanna that we should have a page devoted to the policy platform and just figure out the best way to integrate it into the at-large site. I know there's a separate effort for creating a dynamic kind of interactive platform that's for capacity building and things like that that we're in process with. But we have the makings of a document for the document version of the policy platform. And so maybe it makes sense to come up with an interesting as another showcase page on the at-large site, because Evan's been very efficient with making updates, and so if there really is an update to it, it can be made pretty quickly. But it's not actually a document that's going to change daily or anything like that. It's just going to be periodic. A new issue is put in, one is removed, a talking point gets revised, et cetera. So I guess I'd like to recommend that we create an at-large policy platform section on the at-large website, if nobody has any objection.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think that there's always been that that discussion between what are we directing? Where are we directing our members to? Are we directing them to the website, or where are we directing them to the wiki? And I think there needs to be some interconnection between them. But the website sort of like something that the wider community can access easily, whereas the wiki can cause difficulty if people can't get into the community space and that kind of thing. So we do have to sort of like look at and of course there will we'll be linking between each other, but we just need to define what goes onto the wiki and what goes onto the onto the website. But we don't want to actually have things sort of like spread all over the place so that people don't actually get the right information. Perhaps we'll it's something that we can work on. I think it's great. I think developments that we're working on are really, really awesome. So any further discussion on that? Because we've actually sort of like got one more thing that we do need to raise, and we've only got sort of like 7 minutes left to the hour. Jonathan, is that okay? All right.
Good, thank you.
Okay. The next thing after Jonathan's was the at-large questions for ICANN 68, and it's so the questions that I sort of like asked if we, you know, I asked if you know anyone had any questions to present to the board and to the CEO, and there has been there was a recommendation that we get some feedback on the ATRT3 report from the board. And there was a question posed just about the changes that have been made within ICANN that Joran put into a blog not so very long ago, and discussions have been taking place. Heidi mentioned that Joran was quite happy to respond to that the question that Sebastian put for them to answer. So remembering that they're only with us for 30 minutes and they'll have their own things to talk to us about. But I think we're set. I think we're set for that, which is really great, because I don't, like in other previous times, we've sort of like been last minute trying to grab some questions out. And I think that, you know, it's really great that we're already organised, they've been informed, and they're set for it. So that's good. Great. Thank you. Moving on to the next, the final session, because I know that we've only got a few more minutes before we've got to rush off to the CPWD meeting. But I wanted Eduardo to be able to introduce the Atlas III survey report, which was sent out to everybody to just get some feedback, to get, you know, because we... when you've been reading through a report, sort of like, you know, sort of, you know, weekly, and you're getting the, you know, you're seeing the same things all the time. Sometimes you do not get to, sometimes you just don't get to actually see the glaring errors, and we wanted our people to see it before it actually went out further. Actually, that's not the report. I think I did actually mention that the report wasn't actually linked to the agenda. But anyway, while they're looking for it, perhaps Eduardo, you might like to make a comment on the development of the survey report. Thank you.
We can talk about the document in 3 minutes. This is a report that basically analyzes all the data that came out of the survey from the Atlas III. Holistically and the overall, there are two major things that are coming out of this document. One is that the event Atlas III was effective in engaging participants and others that participated into our CPWG meeting, which is where we're discussing policy. That's one of the major things that was found on this document when we compared the attendance of the CPWG before and after the of the event. And also, you know, we expect the recommendations presented as based on the data that we gather from the feedback, that this document can be used as a guide to develop plans on the policy and capacity outreach. Please, the idea is to use this document to use this as a guide, because we got a lot of information from the survey and we analyzed it and made recommendations based on that. The document is open for, you know, to look at it, to get feedback, they really were looking for, you know, things like what Maureen said, that, you know, they are out of whack. We have been pointed out to a graph that got the wrong data, so we're fixing that and clarifying other points. But please, you know, send me the comment to any of us, and we'll be glad to, you know, see if they fit or if we need to change anything that is grossly out of order there. So that's all I have to say, and thank you to the, I want to thank the working group and the people that participated there, that we spent, you know, many hours looking at each of these data and sets of data, and I think, you know, we reached consensus on all of them. But again, we were a small group. We need more eyes on it. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. Sorry about my audio. It's, you know, the last few minutes, you know, sort of things just falling apart here. I'm sorry that we haven't been able to show you the report proper. I can't understand why it's not there. But I see Abdul Karim's got his hand up. You've got 1 minute, Abdul Karim.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to find out that the recommendations on this report, is there still an opportunity to make changes to some of the recommendations? That's the first question I have for Eduardo. And also the second thing is, would it be willing to have... I think probably I'll ask just one question. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Abdul Karim. You know, we've been working on this report sort of like basically since the survey results came out, and there's been a small team that's actually been working on it pretty solidly. The recommendations are such that they're only recommendations. I don't think they need to be changed because they're actually sort of like set. They have been set for the key areas, the policy, the outreach, engagement, and the operations side of things. If there was something that had come from the Atlas III participants as something that, you know, that we were saying, well, you know, there's an interest here, we recommend that the engagement group or the policy group actually sort of like takes some particular action. And it's up to the lead as to what, you know, how they actually do implement what has actually been recommended. But again, it's only a recommendation. It's not anything that's set in stone, but it is something that actually indicates that it's a bottom up. It's come from the members themselves, and it is actually something that can be considered by the working groups themselves, working group leads. Unfortunately, we can't sort of like talk too much more about that, but we're taking your note of your of the concerns that you've raised, Abdul Karim, and we will actually, as we get to get these extra comments that come in from everybody, we will incorporate those and probably put it into edit. We can add it to the text. But we do need to wrap this up so that Jonathan can continue with his meeting, which is coming up next. Thank you everybody for coming here. Sorry that we were actually been rushing through this. But it's a pretty packed kind of day today, and we'll see you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.